Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It's September. I mean, what happened to June? It's kind of moving fast, but it's September and it's the first Sunday in September. So that means donuts. There will be donuts down in the Christ and Coffee Lounge in between services. Please remember that. Please go and A, enjoy the donut. B, enjoy the conversation with your sisters and brothers. It is a good day for us to be together. We continue this green and growing season after Pentecost. We continue to add our voices to God's people. It is also time for us here at St. John's to invite all of you who have been joining us in worship as guests and as visitors to join us as members. Next Sunday, September 10th, and then September 24th, I'm going to be having meetings between services, answering questions, and helping people to make those decisions. We will be welcoming new members on the weekend of September 30 and October 1. It is a delight to have you here with us in worship, joining us, and we pray that you will wish to join God's family here at St. John's. It has pleased Almighty and everlasting God to welcome to his eternal home our brother in Christ, Dan Elsner. Dan, a beloved child of God, leaves behind his wife, Vicky, as well as family and many, many friends who loved him. Services celebrating the life and the gifts that God shared through Dan will be held here at St. John's this coming Thursday, September 7, and the services begin at 12 o'clock noon. Let us pray. Eternal God, you gave Dan a new birth in baptism and entrusted him to us for a time that seems too short. As we thank you for the life that we shared, help us now to release Dan to your mighty keeping. Bring us all to that day when we shall stand in your presence with all your saints in light eternal, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them and discover new ways to plug into the ministry that happens all around us. But we've gathered this morning so we might be in worship. So let us continue that worship with our gathering song, Sing, 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 and we get to sing together. Please rise.
We will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. About you, heaven and earth adore you, kings and kingdoms bow down, Son of God, you are the one, you are the one we're living for. You are the love that frees us. You are the light that leads us, like a fire burning. Son of God, you are the one, you are the one we're living for. We will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. the fire burning. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we live before. We will sing, 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 and make music with us.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Yes, Lord.
Let us pray. O God, we thank you for your Son, who chose the path of suffering for the sake of the world. Humble us by his example, point us to the path of obedience, and give us strength to follow your commands. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson is from Jeremiah 15, verses 15 through 21. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and bring down retribution for me on my prosecutors. In your forbearance, do not take me away. Know that on your account I suffer insult. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of merrymakers, nor did I rejoice. Under the weight of your hand I sat alone, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain increasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Truly you are to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you turn back, I will take you back, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall serve as my mouth. It is they who will turn to you, not you who will turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. Thanks, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Romans 12, 9 through 21. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals in their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 16th chapter. From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his glory. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week in our gospel story, we rejoiced to hear Jesus speak about the rock upon which the church was built. We listened and we heard Jesus as he reminds us that the rock, the foundation of the church, is God's love, especially the love that is shown in Jesus' own life and living. But then we also listened and celebrated that Peter, good old Peter, Rocky, was also that rock upon which the church was built. And we celebrated that fact because that also means that we're some part upon which God's church is built. God's love and the followers of Jesus. These are the things that we look to in order to realize God's grace and then God's call to all of us. It's just that in Matthew's gospel, in the very next paragraph, Peter puts his foot in his mouth yet again, and we're right back to where we started from. This morning's gospel is quite literally the next paragraph. Right? It could have been later that same day when Jesus was praising Peter. It could have been 5 minutes later, for all we know. It could have been the next morning or afternoon as they were continuing to walk towards Jerusalem. But the amazing part is that it is so soon. No sooner has Peter declared that Jesus is God's Son, God's chosen Messiah, and Jesus has to turn and scold him. Believe it or not, that too kind of gives me hope because I can be just that same kind of foolish and weak and all of that. And Jesus still loves Peter even when he's that foolish. But you see, what Jesus is trying to do in this morning's gospel story is teach the disciples the truth about Messiah. He's trying to show to them the depth of God's love that he, Jesus, is bringing and sharing and showing to anyone who will watch. Jesus begins by telling his disciples that they are heading to Jerusalem, not in order to kick Rome out, not in order to end the reign of whoever's high priest at that time, but rather because Jesus must undergo great suffering and be killed and on the third day be raised. This is what Jesus is teaching them and telling them. And the disciples' world is rocked to its core because it's so very different from the understanding of Messiah that they and the world have been holding on to. You see, God's promised Messiah has been a part of Jewish teaching and hope for centuries by this time. This promised one was thought to bring together the holiness of Moses, the might of David, the wisdom of Solomon, the comfort that is found in all of the other prophets. This Messiah was supposed to be a prophet, a priest, a king, a general, and an all-around good guy, all for the sake of God's people. The Messiah was supposed to cast off and cast out all of the enemies of God's people, the oppressor, the conqueror. And that's the image that Peter and the disciples have been holding in their minds since they were little boys. This is the image that they've been projecting onto Jesus the entire time they've been following him. You see, they see Jesus' goodness. They see the comfort and the mercy that he brings to all of the people who come and find him. And so as they arrive in Jerusalem, those disciples are expecting that the priest and the general and the king would show up in Jesus and that they would usher together God's people into a new golden age. Jesus is killing that dream as he teaches them. Because for Peter and the disciples, messiahs don't suffer. Messiahs aren't killed. What's going on? And you see, this is why Peter rebukes Jesus. Peter thinks that he knows what a Messiah is like, and Jesus isn't talking about that. We also know what we expect from our Savior. We want peace. We want fortune and glory. We want ease in our life. We want God to respond to our requests, to forgive our mistakes, and then to kind of let us alone as long as we're doing okay. Peter gets it wrong. We can get it wrong. Because we think we know what Jesus is supposed to do better than Jesus does. We think we know what God is supposed to do better than God does. Today, Peter is rebuked. We also can be rebuked. When we let go of God's love and we try to make our own ideas most important, we are rebuked. When we try to make someone else's ideas more important, God tries to shake us up and show us the way, which is the way of the cross, never the way of glory. See, that's what Jesus leads us to in that next paragraph. After he rebukes Peter, he says that life as a child of God, life following Jesus is not about ease or wealth or positions of power and authority. It's about denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following Jesus into the world in love and service. Jesus has been teaching and showing that his ministry as Messiah and as God the Son can lead to suffering, death, and resurrection. Jesus tells us then that our lives might be filled with just those same things as well. The good news I get to share is that Jesus tells us that he is leading us into this new life. This life transformed by the love of God. Jesus is willing to go first. He doesn't say, hurry up, go try that, I'll be here watching. Jesus goes first. Way back in the beginning of Matthew's gospel, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Jesus denied his obvious hunger. He denied an attempt to use sort of flash and notoriety as a vehicle for his ministry. He denied his own comfort and safety, all for the sake of us. In this moment, the tempter returns. In our gospel story, the tempter returns using Peter and the others as that vehicle of temptation. And Jesus once again turns it into a moment to show us the true power of God's love, a power that strengthens our life as we live for others. In Romans, Paul has been reiterating all of this kind of teaching from Jesus. Last week, he urged us not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by God's love. He has begged us not to think too highly of ourselves. And this week in our reading, Paul shows us what our lives, what the lives of those who follow Jesus can look like to the world. As we follow Jesus, as we deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him, we can let our love be genuine, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer, extend hospitality to strangers, live in harmony with one another, and if it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. This is how Jesus is calling us to live. This is how it is that we get to try and live. This is the life to which Jesus is leading us. The life that Jesus is showing us as Messiah and Son of God. You see, the rock, the foundation of the church is God's love. It's God's love for us all in Jesus Christ, and it is us. We are the church. When we get it right, we're the church. When we mess it up, we are still the church. And as the church, we get to go into the world carrying our cross, ready at any moment to suffer for the sake of another, to love as Jesus loves all of us. That's what it means to be a child of God. It's what it means to follow Jesus. It's what it means to be the church. It's not ease or glory. It is caring for one another. Caring for strangers and new friends. Caring even for our enemies. You see, we are called to love God as God and not only a dispenser of heavenly goodies. We are called to follow Jesus on his way to the cross and not just for the Palm Sunday parade. God looks at us all in love and beckons us to see the world as he sees it. We are urged to share God's vision of light and love for all people and then make that vision our daily mission. We get to try that right now. Today, because it can never be too soon. Amen. Please rise. Let us celebrate our baptisms by joining together in confessing our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Remembering the caring and generous works of God, we pray for the church, creation, and the needs of our neighbors. God of life, your words are the joy at the heart of your church. Draw the seeker to you, place messages of hope and healing in the mouths of your witnesses, and open your children to your truth when we stumble. Lord, in your mercy, God of steadfast love, renew the earth by your Spirit, that lands and oceans reveal the beauty of your creation. Challenge us to live humbly and peaceably as part of your world. Lord, in your mercy, God of patience, lead those who govern to hold fast to what is good. Guide them to show honor to the people in their care. Overcome evil in all nations and grant peace to peoples and places mired in conflict. Lord, in your mercy, God of deliverance, remember all who are suffering, lonely, and in pain. Liberate your people being insulted, persecuted, or in the grasp of the ruthless. Give endurance to workers who persevere on this Labor Day weekend and ensure fair wages and safe working environment. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these known to us who need your wholeness. We pray for Dick, Mary, Judith, Juanita, Judy, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy. God of justice, equip this congregation to boldly follow you in uncertain times and to remain faithful in prayer when facing challenges. Show us how best to love and care for one another and our communities. Lord, in your mercy, God of glory, we give thanks for the saints who now dwell with you in splendor. Nurture us in faith until the day we join their heavenly song. Lord, in your mercy, Remember us according to your steadfast love as we offer these and the prayers of our heart, trusting in your compassion made known through Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you all have a blessed week. Please stay cool, stay dry, stay safe. As you go into the world with hope,
make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Lord, it's you gave me life, and I can't explain just how much you mean to me now that you have saved me. Lord, I give all that I am to you, that every day I could be a light that shines your name. Every day, Lord, I learn to stand upon your word, and I pray that I might come to know you more, that you would guide me in every single step I take, that every day I could be a light unto the world. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I follow after you. Every day I walk with you, my Lord. Every day, Lord, I learn to stand upon your word, and I pray that I might come to know you more, that you would guide me in every single step I take, that every day I could be your light unto the world. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I follow after you. Every day I'll walk with you, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. It's you I live for every day. It's you I live for every day. You I live for every day, my Lord. Every day it's you I live for. Every day I follow after you. Every day I walk with you, my Lord. Every day it's you I live for.